This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're taking calls again. If you're curious, why do people keep talking about this Elon Musk, Elon Musk, Alex Jones, Elon Musk, David Icke thing? What is this? What are they talking about? Well, we're going to re-air it in an hour for InfoWars Sunday Night Live. We're just going to re-air that. And that's where a lot of people are talking about. We have a lot of people on the board that want to talk about Putin as well. So we'll get into some of those. But we still got people on Biden. We still got people on Musk. Let's get some Putin calls in now. Let's go to Tom in Canada. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Putin's going to be reelected for another six-year presidential term in March. What is your opinion about that situation?
Not much. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. He's extremely popular in Russia. I mean, he's been president for a long time now, so... And we should be glad, and we should be glad that Putin is going to be president again, because if it wasn't Putin, it'd be somebody who's much more hardcore than Putin that would probably want to get involved in wars. But Putin doesn't.
Yes, it's good for world peace. He's been the president of Russia since 1999. I posted a video about it on my YouTube channel, Thomas Lloyd News.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to Caroline in Northern California. Caroline, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me on. Number one, I just want to talk about the media component of the I believe they fast-tracked the release of the Biden DOJ report to basically tank and bury Putin-Tucker interview in the media, because it occurred simultaneously. Because they couldn't control it. They couldn't stop Tucker. So,
well, some of these things do happen, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, the report was anticipated. The report was always going to come out either last Thursday or Friday. That was always going to be the case. And so... You know, that running in the same time block as the Putin-Tucker interview, I think probably was just coincidence. But Biden doing his press conference immediately during the Putin-Tucker interview going live, that was certainly by design.
Okay, so this might, I believe that the deep state or, you know, CIA essentially... Biden was angry that this was revealed. Number one, he had executive privilege that he could have redacted the language, that he was incompetent. The CIA intelligence could have had it redacted on behalf of security of the state, because our enemies don't need to know that.
Well, they obviously weren't expecting it. That's why people, former people from the DOJ, think that this was her giving the middle finger to the DOJ, because I don't think anybody was expecting that.
Right. My point is, though, that they have the ability to redact it.
Yes, but they weren't expecting that to be in there, and so that's why they didn't anticipate they had to redact anything.
Well, they have to. Okay, so the report was delivered to DOJ on Tuesday the 5th. The White House had it for 2 days for a review, and they released it back to DOJ on Wednesday the 7th, and then it was released on the 8th, the same day as Tucker's interview.
Well, so, Biden sat down for 5 hours and made himself out to be mentally incompetent. So, I mean, you could say, well, that was an act because he wanted to pretend he didn't know he was committing a crime. He tried to blame it on his staff. So you can say, oh, Biden was pretending to be mentally incompetent to avoid the crime, or he sat down for 5 hours and Robert Hur was like, holy smokes, this guy's completely mentally incompetent.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here we are on The Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It is Alex's birthday, so I'm here hosting the show. He did work today. There's going to be some exclusive content going up at band.video sometime this week, but do some birthday shopping for Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. Go make some purchases at InfoWarsStore.com. A little birthday present for Alex Jones. Get some great products from InfoWarsStore.com, whether it be the emergency food supplies, whether that be the water filters, whether it be the great supplements, many of which have been plugged by our callers that we've been taking in the first hour. Do some birthday shopping for Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. We go back to the phone lines. And let's go to Ron in Florida. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I've talked to you a couple times, but I don't know if you'll remember, but I told you before you went to take your little vacation, that was not, shouldn't have been, but I told you they will find him competent enough to be the president, but not competent enough to stay in trial. And that's exactly what they're doing. And this is how he's going to get out of everything.
Well, at least that's what he is arguing in front of her and then denying in front of the press. I mean, that's basically what happened. He was basically in 5 hours with her saying, oh, I don't remember anything. I don't know anything. I don't even know what. I mean, he's claiming he doesn't even know when he was vice president. He's claiming he doesn't know what year it is. And so what else is her supposed to think? This guy doesn't know what year it is. He doesn't know when he was vice president. He doesn't know anything about these documents. He doesn't know anything about anything. But then he gets up in front of the media and says, this is all a lie.
And then he forgets what he was going to say about his rosary. So
yeah, this has happened so many times. He's gone on television to do interviews, and they say, well, President Biden, people are questioning your mental capabilities. What do you have to say? Well, these people, what am I doing here? Oh, and it's just like it flops every time.
Exactly. And this is our leader. And these are the people that the dummy crats are happy with. What are you going to do? Vote him out.
Yeah. Well, he's not even that popular with Democrats, truth be told. And so this is going to be interesting to see what happens. A lot of people don't think he's going to make it to the finish line. Thank you for the call, Ron. Let's go to Jay in New Mexico. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
Hi.
I was talking to the screener about propaganda. Before I say that, I'm a truck driver, and that new pill there, methylfolate or whatever it is, the spinach.
Foundational energy?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, basically, at the end of the day, I kick in 11 hours a day, and I take the turbo force and the brain force and the liquid and the pill and everything. But at the end of the day, I'm still ripping and roaring. And if it wasn't for the sleep aid there that you have, I don't know if I'd ever go to sleep.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. But I was inside Walmart doing a little grocery shopping, and was a lady there. She saw my shirt on. I got all your shirts and 2024, the Trump, the orange one there. And she says, how can you wear that shirt? And I said, I pulled it over my head and I put it on my body, you know?
nice.
So I says, are you real content with paying $1.79 for radishes when they were 69 cents 5 years ago? And she kind of looked at me. And then I says, are you real satisfied with this government, the way that we're bringing in all the illegals across the border and giving up all the money and tax, your tax dollars? And I started explaining how the Fed is not the government. It's just a bank that the government gets money from, and the money, the taxpayers pay down the debt, and the debt's never going to be paid off, and they're trying to bankrupt the dollar and all this. And so she's listening for a long time, and she was an older black lady, and she seemed really sweet, and she listened. And we started to speak a little bit on God, and that's the only answer and the only cure. But then at the end of all the speaking and talking back and forth, the propaganda in her head was like, oh, he's a rapist.
Well, see, that's what it is. That's what it is, Jay. This is what the media propaganda has done. And this was the intent of it, too, is to make Trump the ultimate, I don't even know what you would say, the ultimate bad guy, the ultimate sour taste in your mouth. Because think about all the mental gymnastics they have to go through here. The Democrats, the American left, want to claim the moral high ground. And that's part of how they get susceptible ladies like the one you're talking about to vote for them. Because they believe the moral thing to do is to vote Democrat. They don't really agree with the policy, necessarily. They don't even like the results of Democrat-run governments. But they vote Democrat because they believe that that's the moral high ground. And they have them so controlled with this belief. They have them so controlled with this false thought process that they even support abortion. Did abortion come up during this conversation, Jay?
It did.
Of course it did. But that's what I'm saying. They sit here and they want the moral high ground, and they'll even land on God being the ultimate answer and say, okay, so I guess we agree on God. But they know Democrats support abortion, and they still vote for Democrats thinking that that's the moral party to vote for. I don't know how you overwhelm that propaganda. I really don't. That is mystical. I mean, that is black magic level.
Yeah.
And you've described it perfectly. You just went and had a conversation, and she probably agreed with all of your points, and then lands on, well, it's all God, but I'm still not voting for Trump because why? Well, he's the worst thing ever. He is literally the worst thing ever, and so I could never vote for that. Even if I agree with everything you said and everything he said and everything the Democrats do is destroying me, I will still never vote for that.
I want to say you did a great interview there in Russia there with that gentleman on X. I think that was a better interview than the Putin interview with Tucker. That was my personal opinion on that.
Well, I appreciate that.
You weren't holding nothing back, and that's why I really appreciate watching you. I love Alex, and I love you, and I love Harrison, but I don't have a favorite, but you are something else.
I am something else. Well, I'm Abraham Lincoln's clone, and so I'm here to try to free the modern day American slaves. I'm Abraham Lincoln's clone with a better beard, a little better looking.
I like it.
All right, Jay.
All right, I'll let you go.
Hey, by the way, since Jay brings it up, if you guys want to find that interview, it is on my X account. This thing has been seen probably 10 million times in Russia now. But Russia has different social media, and it was aired in Russian on the news television stations in Russia. But it's been seen over 100,000 times just on my Twitter account alone. The interview that I did with one of the most popular Russian talk shows. I mean, basically, you could say he's the Russian Alex Jones, not necessarily in demeanor or presentation, but as far as popularity, as far as like cult of popularity, pop culture is concerned, he's very, very close to Alex Jones on that level of popularity. So if you want to see that, go look at that at Owen Schroyer 1776 on Twitter. And no, I didn't hold back. I didn't hold back because just like in 2016, I didn't like the wedge that the media was driving between the American people and Donald Trump. I don't like the wedge that the media is driving between Americans and Russians. We have more in common with Russia than probably most other countries out there. And really, we are just naturally great allies with Russia. We should be allies with Russia. They should be our number one ally, in fact. It'd be like if you had the high school prom king and queen, and everybody knew, like, yep, that's the prom king and queen. They're the most popular. They're the best looking. They're the best athletes. They got it going on. That's your prom queen and king. But then everybody, all the little nerds and all the little bureaucrats, and they didn't want these two to be together, and so they sabotaged the whole prom. So, no, I want Russia and America to get along. And I think Putin does, too. But what does he deal with? He deals with Biden. And he deals with CNN and NBC. All right, let's take another call. I'm ranting. Let's go to Holly in Missouri. Holly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I wanted to say happy birthday to Alex, of course. As far as a plug, like the Down and Out actually got me off.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Or more years ago in these ancient human civilizations that were either more advanced than us, or some people call it ancient aliens, but there's no doubt there's a mystery there. Well, some philosophers, some historians argue that past humans were actually much smarter than us, and they could use more of their brain capacity than we could. And in that regard, they could harness abilities that we couldn't even imagine, whether that be levitation, telepathy, what have you. And so let's bring it to where we're at with humans and machines interfacing. Well, what are we trying to do? If somebody goes blind, we want to be able to fix that with some sort of technology, a brain chip. If somebody is a paraplegic, we want to fix that with some sort of technology, a brain chip, humans merging with machines. So it's like we're trying to replace something that's missing. And so you think about artificial intelligence, you think about the singularity, you think about all these abilities that could follow. Is that not ultimately us fixing and chasing what's been broken? Is that not us trying to reach back in time and retrieve our abilities, all of the human capabilities and potential that we've lost over time that we can't understand? Not like a blind man trying to see again with a brain chip, not like a paralyzed man trying to walk again with legs he can control with his brain. I'm talking about the pineal gland. I'm talking about the ability to, I mean, there's no doubt there's so much mysticism just involved in the human experience today that you can't even understand. So could that not be ultimately what all of this is about? We're not just trying to fix ourselves if our legs are broken. We're not just trying to fix ourselves if our ears, our hearing are broken. We're trying to fix ourselves to be able to communicate with people just by thinking. We're trying to be able to manipulate earth and life and thought and energy, because that is how we were created by God, in God's image. And we've just fallen so far from that. And it's like now that's what we're chasing. Now that's what we're trying to get back, except it's not organic anymore because it's been completely destroyed. So now we have to find a synthetic way to get it back. So there's me waxing deep on the issue. Let's go back to the calls, though. And we've got a lot of callers on this issue, so we'll keep it going. We got other issues, too. We're going to get back on with some callers here. Let's go to Benny in Compton. Benny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Jones. May God bless you with many more. And about this whole AI, Elon Musk and David Icke, I agree with David Icke on this one. I don't trust Elon Musk. I do agree that we've got to use technology for the good. Like you said, paraplegics, blinds, etc. But, you know, David Icke's been doing this for a long, long time as well. And I kind of felt that it was a little bit disrespectful for dude to come in and pretend like he's Elon Musk or whatever when David Icke was really trying to be serious about the situation.
Well,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Not an act. I mean, this guy's been – that wasn't like a new thing. This guy's been doing that, whatever it is, for a long time. So it wasn't like he did that to troll David Icke. He'd been on – he was on the Jones Show the week before that doing that. And again, he's talked to Elon Musk. So that wasn't like some one-off, isolated thing that happened with the David Icke interview to be disrespectful to David.
Okay, that was the first time I heard the dude, so that's why it kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. But, you know, David Icke's a real dude out there, and, you know, he's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, and that's the way I felt. I heard it, you know what I mean? So, but I'm going to listen to it again, like you said, after this show, you're going to run the interview again, and, you know, it's a good... It was a good interview. But, you know, I think David Icke, will try to be a little bit more seriously and really say that let's not trust Elon Musk 100%. You know what I mean? And that's...
Well, David Icke is a purist. And so, to me, David Icke is never going to trust anybody in Elon Musk's position. And he's never going to trust any of this transhumanism technology. It's just never going to happen. I believe that David Icke is a purist in that regard. And so, there's really... When you're a purist like that... I mean, this isn't to be insulting of David Icke, but there is no open-mindedness when it comes to these discussions.
No, yeah, I totally agree, Owen. I just want to give a quick plug. Rebel Zen CBD Balm, great, great, great. People get it, especially for the elderly. They love it. You know what I mean? So it's good stuff right there, man.
All right, Benny, thanks for the call. But, I mean, look, that interview, because David Icke is already epic, and then Alex Jones, and then whatever, the Elon Musk vocal doppelganger. So it was just crazy, man. I mean, we were all sitting in studio. It was already going to be, everybody was already looking forward to just Icke and Jones. And then you throw in the Elon Musk vocal doppelganger, it just got even crazier. But see, the conversations need to be had. That's the real story here, is that the debate needs to be had, the conversations need to be had, the disagreements need to be had, all positions need to be heard. That's how growth happens. That's how we strengthen ourselves. All right, let's go to Jim in South Carolina. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you've got a fantastic show, and I've been a listener since the early 2000s. And I can't help but think, you know, I hear you defending Elon Musk thing, but the problem, I think, is you guys are just eating too much cheese for him. I mean, you're bending over backwards, like you're saying, the whole staff is so excited. We're not that excited. At least I'm not. I'm not so convinced that he's your hero.
And well, let's be perfectly clear. No, Elon Musk is not my hero. We had a caller earlier mention this. I do a running approval rating. He usually has either been at 50... Usually he's at 50, so I'm split. He's at 51 right now. Elon Musk is not my hero. I think as far as tech billionaires are concerned, he's the best, and he's closer to our ideology and our goals than any others. And why wouldn't we be excited for an epic interview between Alex Jones and David Icke? I mean, we don't get debate on anything anymore. So, yeah, there was going to be a debate had on this show about transhumanism. I was excited for that.
If just... For respect to us, if you bring somebody on and allow what appears to be a counterfeit, it's equal to when you brought Kanye West on and let him wear a ski mask. I mean, I appreciate honesty. I mean, am I wrong on that? I mean, it's like you're so starstruck. You're the heroes. You're the ones that have won it for us. You're dragging this trash along with you. Why don't you just stand up and tell them, look, if you won't admit who you are, get off of my platform. I mean, I appreciate
that. I hear what you're saying. I don't know if that's a fair analogy with the Kanye thing. Look, I have no control over this stuff, okay? I understand where you're coming from. But see, it's also a matter of... I don't even know how to properly respond to that. I understand what you're saying, and people either get it or they don't. But it's like, I'm sitting here, we're sitting here in the arena, we're sitting here on the field, and if reinforcements start arriving that aren't trying to stab me in the back, and maybe you're stabbing my enemy a little bit, or they're just kind of standing there neutral, like, hey, what's going on here? I mean, yeah, I'm gonna get excited. And I'll be like, hey, you know, over there, that's the guy. Right over there, he's the one. And people can look at me and be like, but you're the hero. You guys are the best. Well, yeah, but I'm still in the arena fighting. I'm still on the field. I still need help. All right, that was a great call. We got more coming up. Don't go anywhere.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we got some great callers here. Really enjoying this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's Alex's birthday. He's off tonight. I'm in. Do some birthday shopping for Alex Jones. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a big purchase for a thank you to Alex Jones for building this great platform. Now, remember, all this talk about the David Icke, Alex Jones debate, we are going to air the whole thing coming up at 6 o'clock Central, so just about half an hour from now. But let's go back to the phone lines, and maybe we should switch it up and talk about some other stuff, because we've been focused on this thing and the Musk issue, and we got a lot of other callers on other issues as well. the illegal immigrants and Biden and Tucker and Putin and everything else. So let's go to Meg in Florida. Meg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, Owen. First of all, I want to say happy birthday, Alex. And I enjoyed your two books that you had released. And, of course, I've got the autographed copy because that funds the InfoWar.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. You can get your autographed copy at InfoWarsStore.com of Alex's books. Yes, thank you, Meg.
It's a real page turner. It's a good buy. Last May, I was actually hit by an illegal. He was driving, like, I guess, a really crappy SUV that was a little bit outdated. But fast forward, I actually did seek an attorney, and there was a good outcome to it. So I'll just leave that there. I also want to touch on the Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin. At first, it was kind of like a really long history lesson. It was very informative at the same time. But I actually really enjoyed the Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin, and I love how everybody in the media is just completely losing their minds over it.
Well, they are the ones engaged in propaganda, and they've been lying about Putin and Russia and the war in Ukraine, I mean, for a long time, but specifically since Trump or Biden was president. And so they're afraid that if people actually hear from Putin, then they might stop believing the propaganda. That's what it was really about.
But did you notice that he said this a couple times in the interview? He says, what do I need to talk to Biden for? I don't think, and this is just me being me, I can only speak for me, but I don't think he recognizes Biden as, like, the real leader.
Well, he doesn't, and he has said in so many words that Biden is an illegitimate president, that the election was stolen and given to Joe Biden, and that Trump was the real winner. But he understands both Joe Biden is mentally incompetent. He knows Joe Biden isn't even running the White House. So, yeah. So Putin is a realist. I mean, look, forget about whether he's bad or good. Forget about that. He's a realist. So he knows Joe Biden doesn't run anything except his droppings down his leg. So, yeah, that's why he makes the joke and says, well, why would I talk to Biden? He doesn't run anything. He doesn't even know what's going on.
Has anybody ever thought about that maybe John Podesta's running things? I mean,
well, Podesta just got brought in now. He's officially in a role. He's replacing John Kerry as, I guess, the climate change guy. No, I don't think Podesta runs anything either, though. I don't know. Maybe it's Obama. There is one guy, I forget his name, who's a top Democrat strategist who's been in Biden's ear the entire time. It's a clown show. The whole thing is just a clown show.
It is. And you just got to keep your head on a swivel and stock up. That's all I can say.
All right, Meg, thank you for the call. Let's go to Justin in Chicago. Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, man? You're like my favorite out of all the online personnel. I just wanted to say that first.
Thank you.
But so here's my point. So I go to grocery stores. I'm in the heart of Chicago. I talked to you before. The heart of Chicago, and a lot of illegal immigrants stand there with signs. Now, a lot of them don't even speak English. They say stuff in Spanish. Now, here's my idea. They're everywhere across the Democrat cities. They ask you and beg you for money. Instead of just giving you $5 or $2 and do nothing, you give them 10 or 20 bucks with our message on the sign, and you say, hey, I'm going to need you to have this sign up because thousands of people pass by them because they're in the major metropolitan, like, area supermarkets and stuff. So thousands of people go and see them. Give them 20 bucks and be like, hey, hold this sign up for an hour. If I come back and I still see you with the sign, I'll give you this 20 bucks. And do that all across the country with major cities, and we could push our message to whatever we need with the illegals, and then they'll get them out of here because they don't even understand English. And then you're going to have them in a frenzy trying to take down our little cousin.
Well, it's an interesting idea. I think what people are about to learn is, actually, Obama wrote in a book, man, I'm gonna find this. I'm gonna cover it on the War Room tomorrow. Barack Obama actually wrote in a book that he couldn't stand illegal immigrants coming here and taking their spot in line of people trying to come here legally, taking the spot in line of Americans who are waiting for help, and he couldn't stand people who come here and don't learn English. I'm gonna find that pull quote from a book Obama wrote some time ago, and I'm gonna cover that in the War Room tomorrow. But what you're about to see, this service economy, like all these jobs that Biden is claiming that they're growing, are mostly in the service economy. New jobs like rideshare apps or like the food delivery services, they're all being taken up by illegal immigrants. Most of them don't even speak English. I will not even get any food delivery service because they can't even speak English. And so if something goes wrong, you're basically screwed. There's no way to communicate with them. So that's where they're getting these jobs. Now, as far as your idea of paying them to hold a sign, I mean, it's an interesting idea. I don't know if it would work or not. It'd be an interesting thing to try out. My guess is they would take your money and probably not hold your sign. But I suppose you could try that out. Thank you for the call, Justin. Let's go to Carolyn in Colorado. Carolyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning or afternoon. I'm kind of worried about something that's not even being brought up. We have all these border states, which are California, Arizona, and Texas. But what about New Mexico? It's been crickets. And when there's crickets, something's going on.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean it's been crickets?
As far as the border. I'm just wondering if that's possibly even more of a problem there in New Mexico. And nobody's bringing it up at all. I mean, we've got Arizona for sure. We've got California. We got Texas. But what's being said in New Mexico?
Well, we've talked about New Mexico. Here's the thing. Most of the ports of entry are obviously in Texas. And so Texas is the big, I mean, that's the big enchilada where most of the illegal immigration happens because it's got the longest border and it's where the most points of entry are. So that's why people talk about Texas. Now, I mean, it probably takes 80-90% of the illegal immigrants come through Texas.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there. I mean, it's really a geographical thing. And so Arizona and New Mexico are probably the longest routes to get across. And so that's why they don't typically go through Arizona and New Mexico. They're going to California now because there are shorter ways to get to the far west in California. So we're seeing them pour in there. But it's all just a whack-a-mole game. Yeah, they're coming in New Mexico. They're coming in from Canada. They're coming in from everywhere.
That's scary.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just had the head of the FBI gather a bunch of sheriffs and tell them this is the most dangerous time for terror, more dangerous than 9/11.
Yeah, and then they're going out there on the regular TV or regular media and saying, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah. Well, see, but that's what it is. When are Democrat voters going to be sick of getting lied to? You know, I guess that's the ultimate question, isn't it? I guess that's really the ultimate question. When are Democrat voters going to be sick of being lied to? Because they love it. They don't care. Border secure, border secure, border secure. Border's broken and it's Trump's fault. Border's broken and it's Republicans' fault. Joe Biden has secured the border. Joe Biden has done everything to secure the border. Joe Biden has no control over the border. When are Democrat voters going to be sick of being lied to? That's the ultimate question. I mean, that's it right there. Thank you for the call, Carolyn. And by the way, as soon as the Democrat Party is no longer in America's body politic, this country will turn it around very quickly.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Been a fun Sunday night show here on Alex Jones' birthday. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex so he can spend some time with family on his birthday night. Get Alex Jones a birthday gift by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and supporting everything he's built right here at InfoWars.com and now Band.video, where we are streaming live 24/7, multiple channels. Many great hosts there as well. All right, we go back to the phone lines. Final segment of today's show, and then we're going to play the entire Musk doppelganger, Elon Musk, Alex Jones interview. Great stuff. That's coming up next. Or you can go watch dudes play with balls, too. I mean, that's fun. All right, let's go to Ashley in Illinois. You're on the air, Ashley. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. I just wanted to talk about the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin.
Yes.
Are you there? Okay, yeah. So I feel like it was kind of, I don't feel like I was satisfied with it. I feel like a lot of people were expecting a little bit more from Tucker. I feel like that comment he made, like, oh, you're bitter or whatever. I remember that standing out for me. And I just thought I feel like he could have been prepared a little bit more. I feel like the interview you did, I felt like was better than the one with Tucker, because you kind of came out and told them that, like, the United States, the people here, we're not really for the government. Like, it's more personal. And I felt like he was intimidated by Putin. And I felt like that was kind of an unfortunate event. Like, I just felt like it could have been a better interview. I don't know if you felt like that, but I feel
I don't think it's fair to say that Tucker laid an egg. look, there was a language barrier. You got to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
The interview that I did, the guy was speaking English, and it wasn't a politically charged deal. So we had good rapport. I don't know what the chemistry between Tucker and Putin was or wasn't. I think the thing is that Tucker went in without an agenda, and maybe that's kind of where you're saying he came up short. You wishes that maybe there was some sort of agenda or some sort of a message because. But I think Tucker looked at it like, I'm not going in with an agenda here. I'm going to do the Putin interview. It might get seen a billion times. It's probably been seen at least 100 million times, at least at this point. And so we're kind of sitting here like, man, this was an opportunity. You've got so many people watching this interview. This is an opportunity to get all kinds of information and bits and pieces out during this most popular thing ever. I mean, it's like right now. It's like, why do people buy Super Bowl ads? Why do people run propaganda during the Super Bowl? Because they know everybody's going to be watching it. They don't necessarily care about football or even know how the game works. They just know everyone's watching this. I got to get my message in here. I got to use this opportunity. I got to use this platform. So I think that might be what you're kind of expressing as the frustration towards Tucker. But I think he just came in neutral and just wanted to let Putin speak. And, you know, maybe he could have driven the conversation in a more manner of the way we wanted it to go. But I think he just let Putin talk. I think that was the agenda, just let Putin talk. And
I think he was intimidated by Putin a little bit, to be honest. And
in the end, Tucker was like, hey, are you going to free that journalist? I think you should. I mean, that was kind of, ballsy.
Yeah. I know. I got to say, though, Putin made a lot of good points. I think it makes people realize how we look so stupid. We just look so stupid. And it's like Putin's just sitting there like, look, I've tried hard to make an effort. We just look so stupid. I feel so, you know what I mean? And I feel like Tucker kind of felt like, okay, just let this guy talk, you know? And I totally feel like Tucker had great intention and he did a great job. I just feel like Putin really, it was like, dang, like Putin had something to say with that message. And I think we need to focus on that, and it's terrible. But that's what I have to say. I just kind of was hoping I don't know. I was hoping a little bit more, but I know Putin took up a lot of that interview in the beginning, which I think it's important to know the history, but I don't know. That there's a barrier. I agree.
Well, and again, I think it just matters that it was what Tucker Carlson he had no agenda, and his intent was to let Putin speak, and he wasn't, he tried to do the mainstream media interview that nobody else did. I mean, that's really what it is. Tucker Carlson did kind of the mainstream media, non-propaganda angled interview that nobody else would give Vladimir Putin. That's what he did. And we don't really like mainstream media type interviews, but he did it, and the deed is done. All right, let's go to Mike in Montana. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. Happy 50th, Alex, and happy Chinese New Year to everybody.
Year of the Dragon.
How fitting. It's the Year of the Dragon, Owen. I have a split-level comment, Owen. First, thank you for your guts and being an inspiration to the world. I felt bad for you and did support your fund. I am stunned what washing scum is doing to purebloods. They're just tearing us up. But we are fighting back, and we are seeing success because of Alex, you, and everybody out there who is supporting you. I love the X2, X3 bodies, lung cleanse. But, okay, number two. I think Tucker scored the hottest interview in decades. His bold mission finally exposed the alphabets on an international scale. To me, Owen, it was exciting, and I listened to the loop for 24 hours straight to absorb all Putin's answers. He is a truly patient man. Okay, third, I'd like to present a T-shirt idea to you, to the InfoWars team. Stop me if this is an old idea, Owen. T-shirts with the InfoWars tagline at the back of the neck, that little square, and then in big letters, One World Government. Then below that, these are on dark or light shirts, I guess. Below that, a picture of the globe with only the lower 48 continent dead center. No Canada, no Mexico, just the lower 48 dead center of the globe. And then other phrases could be Alex Jones, globalist, or one world government. Okay, now, Port, this is what I think is scary. I think Washington Scum is going to zero out the Border Raiders debit cards just before Halloween, then auto-text them to refill their cards at the nearest box store or supermarket campus. And mercenaries, after the cards don't work, are going to smash the storefronts and lay up the crowd.
Well, I think there's definitely a level of the Democrats starting a riot. I think there's high odds of that happening for sure.
Yeah, just do it in the swing states. It's easy to call martial law. They won't shut the cell phones down because they need the phones to direct them. And then they're just going to cut them off. There's millions out there waiting. Just think if they cut their money off. And also, I think they're purebloods. They're going to be really good blood donors if we do have a civil war. And then, you know, only one cable channel, I think, One American News, which I love. They love you guys, too. Said anything about TC's journalistic coup. And that's about it, Owen. But thank you for saving our Americana. And one more postscript. When a nation slaughters the unborn, they schedule their own execution.
Yeah.
Thank you, and have a great week, Owen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mike. You know, one thing, just I'm a little nitpicky here, and I think this might have something to do with it, too. When you're listening to the Putin interview, like, just completely take the foreign language out of it. Because it's like you're hearing two different voices at the same time. It can make it can make it much harder to consume. That's why people are like, I had to watch it three times. I had to watch it on a 24-hour loop. Just cut out the Russian. Or just let him speak Russian and put captions under it. But having the Russian and the English dubbed at the same time is like, But it's just a little pet peeve I have. I don't know why people, I mean, I know why people do that. But it's like, bring it down to like a tiny whisper if you have to. I don't know, guys. Do you think is that just me? Or do you think that's fair? Thank you. I think it's fair. I think that's part of the problem. All right, I would take another call, but I'm almost out of time here on Sunday night. So I want to thank all the callers. It is Alex's birthday. That's why I was on tonight. So please do some birthday shopping for Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. Go buy him a gift by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's all you got to do. You get the gift. You get the product. You get the water filter. You get the emergency food supplies. You get the supplements. But you just go shop at InfoWarsStore.com for Alex's birthday. And that would be a great birthday gift for him. Now, you had all kinds of callers calling in about Alex Musk and David Icke on the air with Adrian Dittman, who I guess is Elon Musk's vocal doppelganger or whatever. Point is, and you know, the other crazy thing about Adrian Dittman is it's not just that he sounds like Elon Musk. It's like he thinks and talks like exactly like Elon Musk thinks and talks. Very, very smart. Very knowledgeable. So that's why it was so interesting. So that's coming up for the next 2 hours right here on band.video and infowars.com/show. I'm signing off for the night. I'll see you tomorrow hosting the InfoWars War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at band.video/war room. And we will see you tomorrow.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.